All right, it's learning something. I sent your father an email. He had a safer. See if he sends him back, if he has a safer. No, I don't have it here in Miami. I assume he owns a safer. So we're starting, should have sent out a notice that we're starting a new sugya, but okay, I didn't. Chatoy ani masker, was a mistake. I should have told everyone we're starting a new sugya. Everyone loves a new sugya. Okay, so let's read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ella, the comer, tuna midami. In other words, when Rav Chiya said tana tuna, it's shver what the rye is. Us in the mouth is a sadi.
I think we're supposed to a few lines later, no?
I know, but it's connected.
Okay.
So I went back.
Okay.
Because really, that the big shaila is why the Gemara is switching. Where it says it. So let's say this. And that's Tavis Kasha and the Rashi's Kasha. Okay. So where it says, Hosemav is a Sadi, Loivil, S.A. Sadi, no Masa, no Midi. The Avin, a Sadi, Loivil, no Masa, no Midi, no Boy Rafi, the Shui. Hoka, Kaked, and Ansadi, the High, and Ansadi, the High. Afido Hoki, Mishtoi. Okay. And so where it says, Ki itmor betana tuna a idik Rav Chiya itmor. Dam Rav Chiya bana ibiyat fa bana mar in the fabiyat the adik gimel zutz. The heide chayit. My time heide flami gimel de mixes dami. Mix a tina dami. Tana tuna shlai mixin mitawis. Bahaka kin the tapis and ansadi to my the tapis. Heide who? Tali Yeshava. Rav Sheish is number eight of Potter. My time of King Delmer de Hedef. And he did the Gomoide being a Gavai who commanded not to lay now with Dami. Bin a Chamishim, hello, Midi. Hello, Midi. He'll go back, hold Dami, mix us the time. Rav Sheish is Kashmir. Season of Rav Sheish and the season that comes up from who? Be the thing that comes up from me, be who he had a bishop of Midraisa. Hey, the Chaya, the Tiger of Shul came to Raisa. And he had me dry, say, hey, the potter, I'm not sure, okay, the last thing about the rice. Okay, I'm sorry if I didn't even explain the Gemara. Okay, so what happened to Gemara? The Gemara first thought that Rav Chiya was bringing a raya to Rav Chiya Kamaisa. Rav Chiya Kamaisa is that Edim is like the same as Odor's Pip. Gemara shrugged that up. Because Kihechad Yigesad Elahai, Yigesad Elahai. So then the Gemara says Rav Chiya was bringing a raya to Heilach. Because in our Mishnah, why is there a Chiya Shua? It's like Heilach. Because Kimin the Tov is, it's like Heilach. And yet you still swear. The Gemara Gupa asks on Rav Sheshes, who holds Heilach is Potter, what do you do with the Rai from our Mishnah? So he says, our Mishnah is Rabbana. So Rav Sheshes says, then what would Rav Chiya's Raya? So Rav Chiya said, the Rai is Rabbana, but we wouldn't make a Takana, and that's his Kain Deraisa. So if Heilach is Chaya, so then it's Kain Deraisa. Heilach is Potter, so it's not Kain Deraisa. Right, that's a Gemara, which is a very, very interesting Gemara. Before we get to the obvious problem.
What about Rabbi Yochanan?
What? Rabbi Yochanan is apparently, that's what's so interesting. Rabbi Yochanan is the motivation. This Gemara is a beautiful example of something that we say very, very often in Takanas Drabbanan. We said this in many sugars. It's like almost a sign in Shas. That anytime there's a takana rabbanan, you have to ask yourself two questions. One is, what is the motivation for the takana? But the second question is, what is the mechanism? Because very often, you know, so usually think, well, what do I need a mechanism for? Rabbanan are motivated, then they make a takana. But you see in the Gemara here that that's not true, that they're motivated because of Rav Yochanan. But yet, if it wouldn't be gained a raisa, they wouldn't do it. And the mechanism apparently is might have been mixed this, or you know, with Adim, well, they've been how this Adim. So that it seems that the motivation and the mechanism are two totally different things. So we explained, we had this many, many places in Shas. And then we explained it, that the Chazal, even though they're motivated to make a takana, they don't like making a takana that's against the deraisa. Because that's like about Taisif. Like your Damina Taira, Chama making new dinim. Doesn't look nice. So therefore, they have to have a mechanism that they can sneak it into the din deraisa.
Does it say somewhere that, that's what it is here?
That's what Gemara said. That Mara says, he amrim mi deraisa heda pater. And Mara says, he amrish pa deraisa heda pachayin. Itaki rabbanan shvua kein deraisa. Now the motivation, Rashi says clearly, the motivation of the rabbanan is shlo ye koechon hode bitoge tanisa shokavero. But the Gemara says that you need it, that has to be kein deraisa. What's kein deraisa? Of my mixes, others hate them. So that what it means is that they have to somehow or another, they have to hide it into the din deraisa.
Where's the tokef Rashi? I'm sorry, what was the tokef Rashi?
Rashi said, we'll read Rashi inside, but Rashi says clearly that when the Gemara says it's derabbanan, it means shoyeko echad hod if it's okay. Rashi said that even before in the Gemara. Mara says in the Rashi,
that's
Rashi, what the I don't know if there may be another Rashi too. That's the third big line. So Rashi clearly says that the motivation for the Shvua is Shaloya Kohechon Holech Pitokis. And yet the Gemara says that we wouldn't be misaking the Shua unless it's Kain Deraisa of all the Zayim.
I'm saying, maybe I'm just asking Rashi then. Why does it have to be Taikif? Why can it be that they make a Moedim Mitzas level Drabonon Shua, like a Reglaim Odom type of Shua, nothing to do? Why are we switching to that track? Maybe that's one thing. Because it's Kain Deraisa, just like the Deraisa Moedim Mitzas. The Deraisa didn't do that.
Really, that's not called Kain Deraisa, because Kain Deraisa, where I am again, the raisa is that we have to disguise it. We have to hide it into the din deraisa. It's not so much that it's like the fatim. We have to, otherwise it's a problem of like your dam in atira. So the because when they're upon, we had this a few places. We had this in Gittin. The Gemara, in the beginning of the fourth parak, says the Rabbanan were misaking that if you're mevato the shliach shelo b'fanav, the bittul doesn't work. The Gemara says, why is there, what was motivating the Rabbanan to make the takana? So what does the Gemara say? What?
No.
Can't hear you.
Tikkun olam.
Okay, but what was the tikkun olam?
Shelo yeh kol olam, the person's not going to go he's going to send out the get. He's going to mevatel, and she's not going to know that he was mevatel, and she's going to think she's much better to get married.
Right, so they're going to either mishum mamzeres or mishum megunes. I think it was a machlekes in the Gemara. So, but yet, Taisus on the Mishnah there says that the reason why it doesn't work is because it's varn shebeleiv. Taisus on the Mishnah in Lamed Beis, that's a famous Taisus. So the way they will explain it is again that there is a motivation and a mechanism. The motivation, the Gemara says, is Bishum Iguna or Shema B'Zeris. But the system is that the bitter was his varnish of Leib Dika Bitto, because talking between yourself and the wall is like varnish of Leib. You know, when you're not talking to someone that's relevant, so that's like varnish of Leib. So it's included in the Rabbanan, it fits into the din varnish of Leib. And I'm pretty sure, I don't remember, don't hold me responsible, the Rekiva Eger over there, footnotes, Tavis and Yavamis, that the Gemara says that when Ben Eidachlet says Meis Baila, the din is that he's, that she's allowed to believe him. And the Gemara says, we told Chomer Shechemarta Rabbit Saifa, he counted Rabbit Chilasa. And then it says, Mishumi Gun Akira Barabban. I think it's Tizus, or maybe it's a different region, that says that really that Anan Sadi is not strong enough, but it's close enough. So it's close enough that the Rabbanan were allowed to use it because it looks like you have an Anan Sadi. It's not a real Anan Sadi. That's why you need it. Mishumi Guna Kiribur Rabbanan. It's really not an Ansadi, but it looks like you have an Ansadi. So the Rabbanan are allowed to be Iker Tavim in Atayra with a Takana when it looks like a Derai, when it looks like they're doing the following the Deraisa. So that's what it sounds like over here, too. We had it in the Sugya of Dawud Amis.
We haven't both come last year. Safta.
You have Dawud Amis, because you people don't know about Messiah yet. You have Dawud Amis. Is Rabbanan Misakta and it's Kaina. So the Gemara says, why is Dawud Amis Kaina? Anyone know the Misakta yet? The Gemara said, because you come together to a fight. Because if two people see an Aveda, they're going to do a fight. So the Gemrishainim say that Svara is a Dav Yud. So that Svara doesn't apply by Mekachul Mebker. Because there's no fight. It depends who he was makna to. But there are Rishonim that say that it doesn't make a difference. Once Rabbanan Mitzakein Dawud Amos is Kaina, they were Mitzakein as Suras of Takana, that Dawud Amos is a Chatzar. And therefore it works even when the Svarah and the Takana doesn't apply anymore. So we have a lot of cases like that. I think that's a general rule. Anytime you have a Takana Derabanan, you have to figure out. I just heard a speech on Hanukkah about that. That the question is, the question was as follows. That if a person, roughly, something like this, if a person only lit, he didn't light all the candles. He only lit, it's a fourth night of Hanukkah, and he lit three candles. So now he wants to be Mekayim the Hadron, so he wants to light the fourth candle. So he wants to, so can he make a bracha? Oh, the question, I think he said the same type of idea. The Shaila is, well, let's say, every man in the house lights candles. How does everyone make a bracha? The Maisa, the kids are Yotzi with the father's Hazalaka. And there's a minig that the kids light also, but they're not Yotzi, they're Yotzi in the mitzvah. So somebody says, because the minig is that we treat it as if you're not Yotzi in the mitzvah. It all depends what the minig is. If the minig is they shall light, then you can't make a bracha. But if the minig is that it's as if you weren't Yotzi in the mitzvah, so you have to make a bracha. Because it also depends what was the tzura of the takana. It's the same, very similar idea. Hanukkah Torah. Anyway, so over here we have it's the fashion of the Gemara, I think, that the motivation for the Shvua is Shoyek Lechon Hodef Etoik and Tarita Shokhavero. But the Surah Satakana is that it's Ha'odah Zaydim. And therefore, if Helech would be Potter, then you could not have a Chiyav Shvua.
Is that our Mishnah case of Halach according to Rabbi Chiyah?
Yes, because he says since it's high toughest the Chesya, so it's like Halach because you're toughest in it already.
Technically, this is two shvuas going on in the Mishnah. Technically,
no, there's only one shvua. There's the shvua derabana. Halach is not a chiyah shvua. Halach is only a qualification of moed b'mitzvahs. Heilach is.
If I have an Antahad, he thinks he's swearing the second half, right?
What?
In that case, in our Mishnah, the reason why he's swearing, according to Fia, is because we have Adim, and now we're saying it's Heilachu, and now he swears in the second half, right?
The Gemara slugged that up. The Gemara said, Kihega digan Antahad in a high.
No,
the only the Shua is midirabanan.
According to Chiyah?
According to everybody. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara in the last second line at the bottom. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, four lines at the bottom. Rav Sheshes Masnis and Takantahi. The Idach in Takantachamim. Rashi says the Idach. Rashi says the point is he also has to agree with Takanas HaKamen because Rashi, the next and last line, the Lo Mishnah Ba'ad say them, who could preach and say, oh, Ki Eichad Ansad in a high and Ansad in a high. So even Rav Chia has to agree that it's only a Takanas Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara is coming out. Everybody has to agree that the Shrua is Takanas Rabban. Nonetheless, Rav Chia brought a riot from the Mishnah of Heilach. So how could he bring a right from the Mishnah of Heilach if it's a Shua Drabban? It has absolutely nothing to do with Maida B'mitzvah. So what do you see from Heilach? Tarit says because the motivation was Shoyek Oechad Honeh B'Tokev, but the mechanism was Ha'adis Edim, and it has to therefore fit into the structure of Ha'adis Edim. And if you're going to tell me Heilach is Pater, then it doesn't fit into the structure of Ha'adis Edim. So b'meda, you wouldn't have a chiyashua because Rabbanan insist on having a mechanism. If they can't find a mechanism, they're not going to make a chiyashua, even though they're motivated. Shoye koech on honet v'tokiv tanisa shokavera.
And we couldn't say this in the Gemara before, right?
What?
In the Gemara before, we couldn't say this in the Halach?
I mean, we could. That's a $1 million problem. The $1 million problem, which everyone, right? The $1 million problem. Which Tosfos asks is that why does the Gemara shlug up, right? This is Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos, the top Tosfos, the Tana Tuna. This is a $1 million shine. It's so blatant in the Gemara. The Gemara first thought that Rav Chia was bringing a raya to his first din, that there's a Hadas Eidim. Gemara ends up, no, he's bringing a raya to his second din of Heilech. But the way they explain is bringing a raya to Heilech, he's also bringing a raya to his first din. So why did the Gemara have to drop that Rav Chia is bringing a raya to his first din? You can still say Rav Chia is bringing a raya to his first din and say, no, they do it, Heilach. You don't have to bring in Heilach. Right? This is the $1 million kasha. So the thing is, the normal attitude is that we don't have to worry about this kasha. Why not?
What's this?
Because Tosfos asked it. Rabbi Kinarik told me that when he came to yeshiva, I don't know what year it was, in 41, I guess, and he took an entrance between it from Rav David. Rav David asked him the kasha, and he said, Rav Chaim asked the kasha. I said, what do you want from me? Rav Chaim asked
the kasha.
He
didn't make the video.
And Rav David asked him the kasha again.
Rabbi Story didn't make the video.
Okay, I didn't see. And he said, Rav Chaim asked the kasha. And then Rav David asked him a third time. Rav Chaim asked the kasha. And Rav David told him, he said, Rav Chaim wrote his sefer on kachim because he wanted fertile ground that he could think himself, not to be governed by what other people say already. He wanted something no one talked about. And now it got to a point that a guy can't think without Rav Chaim. What do you say the answer is? I want you to think. Anyway, so I wouldn't say that. Now, nice, if Tosfos asked the kasha, that's fine. The problem is, we'll have to see, but the $1 million problem is that I think that Tosfos' answer doesn't work.
That story tells over the Nevis of Kinnerik, because the only way we would know the story is if Rabbi Kinnerik told people about it.
Yeah, Rabbi Kinnerik told the story, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That shows his Nevis.
Rabbi Kinnerik spoke once in Rav David's yard, and he told over his story. Yeah. Anyway, I think we'll have to look at it. We'll have to read Rashi more carefully and Tosfos. But Parshat Pshat, Rashi, see how does Tavis answer the Kasha? If you look at the top Tysis. The type is the Tana Tuna. Pirish Rashi can have another thing. The Kasha. Kevin didn't know much, you know, Klee, Hak, Raisa, the Hedech, enemy, oh, Kamaisa, labor, the Tana Tuna Kamaisa. He has a Kasha and Rashi. That since the Gemara at the end, it only works out if it's Rav Chia Kamaisa, so you can get back to Rav Chia Kamaisa. Lachach Yeshloimar, I think it means he's arguing with Rashi. Lachach Yeshloimar, Tanan Sadi Vadavka, the Maida Tovitz, Machashvina Yashut's fame of the Satan. Hoshev Kino Moda Leina Dideu. So he's saying that we don't need Rav Chia Kamaisa because we have this is a case of Hodor, of like Hodor's Baldin. But Rashi said, he quoted Rashi clearly in the beginning, mid Rav Chia Kamaisa. So I think we'll have to read it again more carefully. But I think Tavis is arguing that Rashi.
For sure. On the side of my Gemara from how many years ago says that the Ritvam is the Miyashiv Rashi.
The Ritva. Okay. That's what, good to know.
I'm sorry.
No. The Rashi says that the Gemara is using this Dibri HaMasa, Tana Tuna, Aida. This is the Gemara's Maskana. And Rashi says it only makes sense assuming Rav Chia Kamaisa, the first Rav Chia. Tavis asked a Kasha, if it only makes sense assuming the first Rav Chia, so then you could be also a riot to the first Rav Chia. So Tavis argued with Rashi. Tavis says, you don't need Rav Chia Kamaisa. Because even if Rav Chia Kamaisa is wrong, but everyone would agree that you swear when there's a Maida Memixis. And the Hamina was that when both people hold the Taoist, it's comparable to a Maida Memixis because there's like, it's better than Adim. It's like an Ansadi is better than Adim. So it becomes like a whole Maida Memixis.
I don't know if that means better than Adim.
Okay, I don't know either. Oh, okay. It happens to be the honest truth, I don't know.
No, Rebbe Sai said, I was trying to understand what Rebbe Sai.
But the Maisa Tavis is arguing a Rashi. Rashi says, I read the Rashi's insert. It's a tremendous Kasha. Rashi says that when the Gemara brought the Saya, it's predicated Rav Chia Kamaisa. So it's predicated Rav Chia Kamaisa. So why in the world doesn't the Gemara say that Rav Chia was bringing a Raya to Rav Chia Kamaisa? Right? That's a tremendous Kasha. So Tavis asks that Kasha, and Tavis Gupa says it's not predicated Rav Chia Kamaisa. But that doesn't help for Rashi. Rashi says it is predicated Rav Chia Kamaisa. So I have to look at the Ritva maybe. I know the Nechem Avirim also says some answer here for Rashi. But we'll have to see. But Rashi is very, very, very schwer. Because L'chaira Rashi can't use Tavis's answer. Tavis is shrugging up Rashi. So we have to see. Okay, let's see the Rashi's. Okay, but the Gemara, you people have Kor, or should we read the Gemara? Do you have the Gemara? Okay. Is the Gemara right? I know it's sort of, I didn't translate, I just read it. I don't know why. Okay, but the Gemara we have a Machlaikas. The Gemara brings her. Okay, let's see Rashi. Ella. So I'm starting from the Ella. Ella in the around the bend and the small lines of Rashi. About four or five lines up. So this is the Gemara that we read yesterday. It says, Ella de Gomar Vitanatuna. Ella, im yeshukhala hashiva dibe raftia. If you want to argue Raftia, you can't argue with his basic din, because his basic din. He has a vow in Limud from this Sana Shava of Eidechon and Piv, whatever. And Yeshua the Hashem, Debre Rabbi Rechia, Kach Yeshua the Hashem. The Kamar Vidana Tuna. He said Vidana Tuna. Baby, right, is Barabi Mishnah Seinu. He brought a ride from our Mishnah, me dummy. It's not a good raya. In Rav Chiya's case, Marva is a sadi, the masik lay chamishim, the loyve less lay sadi, because the Marva has eight and you owe 50, and the loyve doesn't have eight in the chamishim, then he doesn't owe the other 50. Chain of chayim brought up. So therefore, it's like Moed and Mimixes. 50 we know, and the other 50 is a suffix. But here, Iabele. But if there would be, I'm sorry, but if there would be Gigon, Ido, Haido, Adem, Hamishim, Chai, Mishim, Parah, but if you would have Adem who would testify clearly that he's Potter, Bechiai Gavdin, I omer Reb Chiya, the Sardi Shema Ashar. Reb Chiya would never set his din, they have to swear on the rest.
Now he's Chamishin that he paid. Am I mixing it up? I'm not.
But here he has Edom, but here he has Edom. So that maybe.
He says he never borrowed.
He didn't say I
don't owe you any money. He borrowed anything.
He said, I don't owe you any money.
That's
all I know. He said, paid it all. I don't know. I don't know whether he said. I don't know.
That was kind of a cut. Okay.
Maybe he said, I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you. I don't know. Maybe you would have to say, he said, I paid the whole thing. Maybe. I don't know. I hear. Good question.
Why do we have to say the rule of Kol Omer Parat, whoever is Kofer, but why do we have to say that rule if there's Adim that say that he did pay? How do we know that rule
applies? Because that rule is Kol Omer Lavis and Kol Omer Parat is even against Adim. That's what we said in the last Sugya. Because it, since it works through Odoas Baldin, and Odoas Baldin's Kimei Adim Dami. So, okay, that's what the Ksais quoted. Okay, anyway, let's go further. Time of love is your mother, the mixes of time of Grafia, Ben Ashua, the Riser, and at the cards are common, shake like on Hole. So Raji is a little interesting. I don't know why exactly he does it. I would have thought it just would have sufficed to say, listen, it's obviously not Ashua, the Riser. I don't know why there's Ashua here. But Raji throws in that the Gemara already is knowing the Svar of Shaye Koach on Hole. Okay. But that adds to what's saying later. So Rashi that the Gemara knows because of this kasha that each one has a non-sadi, that it's a shloya koyakon hodit, it's okay. And yet the Gemara says later clearly that they wouldn't be misake unless it's gained their eyes.
Is that a logic? Did Rebbe explain that the fact that there's a non-sadi, how that? Usually, I thought before we were saying it's not like a pircha. You can't compare it to the non sahadi. Is it a smaller?
No, it's a matter of logic. What's the only? Taisa said in the Gemara with the hour that even Migu would pata you from a shua, right? I mean, they know that they're about the mixes of tiny shava. You have a Migu. That means if we have a beerer, we don't need the shua. The shua is because we're nervous. If we have a beerer, we don't have to be nervous. There's no point to a shua. So Madach Migui would pata you from Shua. So surely Adim. You can't be, there's nothing to be nervous about. Why in the world would you need a Shua? You have the ultimate beer. You know the facts. So why are you making a Shua? There's no suffix here. You have an Ansadinai, an Ansadinai. There's nothing to be nervous about.
Even though I'm claiming the whole thing. Right.
Yeah, but Adim your claim doesn't have Nemanis. That's just a taina. But as Nemanis, we believe Adim. So we believe the Adim. So there's no, I'm not sure whether it works. Motivation to have a shua. or it's as if you swore, because one create a birur, so the birur substitutes for the birur shvua. I don't know, but it would, either way, it's the Farish and Taisus that if I create a birur, I don't have to swear, right? Migui, Taiva said the Farish, at least our Taiva is old, Migui, after him is shvua, I'm reading. Many Rishayim hold Eid Echad, after him is shvua, I'm reading. Right? So surely two Eidim, for sure, Migui after him is shvua, and Eid Echad after him is shvua, so surely two Eidim would definitely pop to you from shvua. So that's a Gemara's kasha.
I don't have an answer. I haven't had an answer, but I'm holding his mind, right? So now we're saying, right, the other person's screaming, what he's holding on to is his. So who's
with the Anan Sadi tells us that each of you own 50. So there's no reason, there's no chiyamayda b'mixes, there's no chiyamayda b'mixes when you have Adim that he doesn't owe any more money. Here it's like there are Adim, just like there are Adim that say you owe 50, there are Adim that say you don't owe any more than 50. So why in the world would you have to swear? The Adim are better than Shvua. They substitute for Shvua. They take away the whole chi of Shvua. It's Mamish Adim. Right? It's saying it's a Kavah Chaymer from Migui. Taiva says even a Migui would bother you from Shvua. And surely Adim would bother you from Shvua. So, okay, let's continue. Okay, Hedek. Lo, Otsiyasam, Behein, Shachar, Bekom, Hakam, Shehe. So Rashi has an interesting sheet in Hedek. That the pshat is that the guy said, I would have read the Gemara, Hedek, means he takes the bills out of his, he says he's made them a mixes, and then right away he takes out the money and he wants to pay it. Right? That's what I thought the case of Hedek was. That he's paying up immediately. But Rashi says that wouldn't be Hedek. That's not Hedek. Why is that Hedek? That's not still made them a mixes. I admit I owe the money. And I'm paying. So what does it make a difference if I pay right away or pay later? But Hedach means that I say I never spent it. And therefore, they're still yours, because Malkam Shehem. So in a certain sense, like I never borrowed it. Because since I never took it, so it always was yours. So I'm not obligated. It's not a Maida B'mixis because I'm saying I never borrowed these $15. I didn't take the $15. You were ready to lend me $100. You put down $100. You said to go ahead and use your discretion, but I never took it. I left it where it was, so to speak. Lo el seisim, I didn't use it. So therefore, they're yours wherever they are. I picked them up and I put them in my drawer, but I never was kind of them. I never took them. I never spent them.
Let's say I say I borrow $100 from someone, and the other person says, no, you borrowed $200. So it's some other mixes.
What?
Someone says you borrowed $200 from me, pay me back. And I say, no, I only borrowed $100.
Yeah.
That's not Mother Mixas?
It's Hedek or not Hedek?
I didn't borrow the money, but it's super Hedek. I didn't even temporarily.
No, but the $100 that he is $100 that he's saying that he did right. Borrow. If it's still in existence, that same original $100.
No, but now I'm saying that I didn't even take it into my wallet.
Which money?
Which
other $100?
We're discussing the money that you're maiden, not the money that you're kaifer. The hedach is that the money that you're maiden is like you're not maiden because your group is saying I never borrowed it.
Okay.
Okay. We'll accept that. Mutrala. But Rashi has this interesting sheet. Do you see that the Gra says that the Ran says that there's no such story. You can't say I didn't spend it. Because the moment you pick up the money, you're kind of your money. The fact that you didn't spend it, it doesn't going, make it any less your money.
Kashi's coming to say, there's always machlokes rishonim. Like the guy jumps in over here and says machlokes rishonim.
Yeah,
that's the first place in Bava Metzi is machlokes rishonim.
Okay, but he does do it sometimes. The Gra.
Okay.
Obviously, it probably means he holds like those other rishonim. I don't know. I would assume. But he's disagreeing with Rashi.
It doesn't mean that he's saying that Rashi really agrees to that, and it's
No. He says Abu Aran Chaylek Azeh. Chaylek Azeh sounds like it's a machlekes.
In a way, he is asking on Rashi. He's just not plagiarizing it. He's basically saying the Ran has a kashi on Rashi.
Right. He's saying the Ran disagrees because it's shver. Rashi is shver because since we know Milvet Osanina, right? And let's say there would be an einus. What happened to the money? So who would have to pay? Obviously, the Leiva would have to pay. The Leiva can't say, you know, it was your money that got destroyed. I don't have to pay you. Right? No one would say that. Because that's Milvet Osanin. No, once you borrow the money, even if you don't spend it, it's your money. You don't have to give back the same money, give back other money. So Rashi, right, is very strange. So, okay. Anyway, so we'll have to see.
But according to the Ran, that it's an epikadon, it comes out that in a perfect world, every epikadon should automatically be halach, no?
Assuming the guy is giving it back immediately.
Are we saying that he has to give it back, or are you just saying it wherever it is, it's yours? I mean, nothing happened to it. I owe you only 50. You only gave me a picot on a 50, and where, you know, it's there. Wherever, you know, we originally put it, it's there, which is really supposed to be every case of picot, though you're not supposed to do anything with it.
Okay, I don't know. You have to look up the Ran inside.
Well, I don't know. Doesn't the Ran saying here that doesn't that mean that the outcome of that is that Rashi would have to or have to disagree with the svara of when this halach applies and come up with some svara that Rashi obviously did not want to stick to, where you could go ahead and just take $50 and say, here it is.
Okay, I don't know.
Then a milveh also. Then it should. Then it's not only the pikadon. That could be in a case of a milveh as well.
Right. Well, Rashi is doing it either by a milveh.
Only the pikadon.
Right.
If he's coming up with a svara like Avram is saying, that you know, by just taking out the money and saying halach, that is what the halach is. Then it could also be in a milveh. It doesn't have to be only the pikadon.
Right. Ran is saying that our case is only a case of pikadon.
Can we? Let's go back there.
I don't know.
We didn't see the Ran inside. I think we should first focus on our Gemara. So there's a Machlokes Ran and Rashi, which on Halach. Obviously, a base to look it up. So let's continue. So Chayav Rishav HaMashach. But oh, I'm reading. Ani Dikamodi Nebi Gavayo. Hovis now be nayo, since they exist, command the look and the dummy. It's like I gave it to you already. Have a bishar and a kishar mode that mixes with the chai. So halach is no different than any other mode that mixes and your chai. That's Rav Chiya's finish.
Rashi spells it out there. It sounds like you don't have to have the lo hotzeis. The story says is very clear. He says, hold his snow bay neu. Nothing.
Yeah, but Rashi said a minute ago. You can't have Rashi argue with
it. Okay, you could ask a question, maybe.
No, but it means it's nayo bay neu, and I wasn't Hoseisin. That's what he has to mean. Okay, so Vitana Tuna. Kasaka Daita. Did a Rav Chiya. Time of the Masnisa Mishum Danan Sadi. The held timer of the Mishnah is Mishum Anan Sadi Demai the Tavis Dileu. So this is the point that Tavis quoted that the Gemara even now is thinking that the reason of Rav Chiya, the reason of the Mishnah is because of Rav Chiya Kamaisa. Rav Chiya timer of the Masid Mishum Anan Sadi the Tavis Dileu. So the Gemara, Rashi says clearly that the Gemara and the Avina thought that the Shvua is Rav Chiya. So then the Tavis is tremendous cash is. So why does the Gemara drop that Rafia was bringing Raya to his first sin? That's the Gasha. Okay, So the same thing, Hodov and Mixes, it's also a Hedach, you'll be Chayev and the rest. So Rav Sheish just said, it's like Chayev and Chomimi. But don't be sure my other say that, because the Park Leil. You have to say it's Drabana. And the Gemara says, you're right. But still, I'm a Bishmah, that the Raisa Chayev, Kloimar, can go Gabishua the Raisa, don't go double mixes. And the Hedev would be Chayev, Chayev the Raisa. So then, Chayev Drabana, we can go ahead and figure out that we'll be getting the Raisa. Okay, so that's a Gemara. So Rabbi Shamir, you got an answer for the Pliat Suma and Rashi?
I made their answer. I did not call them precisely, but actually, I do remember one of them. I do remember one of them. But that's just name dropping. That's right. I have no problem. Difficulty is pretty difficult.
But what's very strange, even if you would think that at least Rashi would say something to answer the question, because it's such an obvious question. It's not like Rashi should say something.
The structure, the answer that I remember was that asked, which might address the issue that Rebbe's raising, that Rashi should say something. The Gemara only asked that Rav Chiya doesn't have a source from our Mishnah. But if Rav Chiya didn't mean to source it, his Rav Chiya Kamaisa from our Mishnah, he just knows Rav Chiya Kamaisa is true. And here's the step that the Mefarish says. And that pshat was learned in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, based on Rav Chiya Kamaisa. Meaning that like the Gemara later spells out that the Kein Deraisa Tikkun. Meaning if Rav Chiya is sourcing his din from the Mishnah itself, then you can ask a question on that. The Mishnah is not a source. Anan Sai Lahai. But if you say that really Rav Chiya doesn't mean to source his din from the Mishnah. It's just there's a Masorah that the din of the Mishnah is understood based on Rav Chiya Kamaisa. So then he could say, oh, if it's based on Rav Chiya Kamaisa, how could it be based on Rav Chiya Kamaisa? It's Halach. It must be that Halach's Chayim.
Okay, I'm just thinking for a second. Let me just think. Okay, let me ask you people a question. Okay, I don't know. Let me ask you people another question. We're saying that the Rabbanan would not be Mechayev Eshua if it's not Kein Deraisa. But why is it Kein Deraisa if we have this Svara? So it's also not Kein Deraisa. Why doesn't the Svara of Kehecha Diga Natsad Elahai and Natsad Elahai kill the Kein Deraisa? Just like if Louis Yitzhar Hedef would be Potter, it would kill the Kein Deraisa. So why doesn't the Kehecha Diga Natsad Elahai and Natsad Elahai also kill the Kein Deraisa? Like, why does some things kill the Kein Deraisa and some things not? You can have, it's Midaraisa, it's not Chayef, but still, okay, the Rabbanan will finagle it. So why can't they do the same thing by Hedef? Really, Heilach is not chayiv, rabbanan will finagle it.
Well, anan sadi is not literal. I mean, anan sadi just means that that legally it's treated as such, but it's not literal. So then to the extent of ignoring the fact that there's an anan sadi in support of your of your half, that might be kain deraisa.
As far as Hamlet is concerned, because you say the anan sadi. So Mimonachek have to be consistent.
But again, you don't need literal wit. No, as far as making Rabchiyah's kava, as far as making the loteho das bin gadol mihadas edim, you don't need a literal edim.
Yes, you do. You need Rabchiyah only with mechayev you if you have others edim. If you didn't
if you had anan sadi, you would also have edim.
Then Rabchiyah would not be mechayev.
If you had an anan sadi, Rabchiyah pashup shah would also mechayev.
That's because anan sadi is like edim. So if anan sadi would be less than edim, then it would be mechayev you. So you have to say this anan sadi is like edim. So if this anan sadi is like edim, then the other anan sadi is like edim. So why is this a problem that it's not kain deraisa?
I mean, it's not be'emes. We're not saying be'emes. We know the facts are in accordance with the anan sadi. It might be sufficient to mechayev a shvua, but it doesn't mean we're saying that be'emes.
I don't think that's make a difference. Once it's enough to mechayev a shvua, whatever is mechayev should batter.
Why doesn't that follow? That's not a
chisur. But that people say that. They say that by Einachot. Whatever is mechayev batters. So if it's enough to be considered like Eidim to be mechayev, there's enough considered like Eidim to batter. Sounds very stavro.
Can I repeat the question?
Yes, the question is as follows. The Gemara at the end of the day grants that Rav Chiya, that the root of the Shua is Rabban. So what was Rav Chiya's raya? Because Rav Chiya's raya is that if Hedef would be Potter, so then there is no din, they wouldn't be Kain Deraisa, right? If Hedef would not be Potter, there wouldn't be Kain Deraisa. Hedech would be Potter. If Lo Yitzor Hedech would be Potter, then it would be Gain Deraisa. That's what the Gemara is saying. So Rav Chiya brought a raya that Hedech is Potter from the fact that it's Gain Deraisa. What?
Rav Chiya is saying Chayev. I thought Hedech is Chayev.
Rav Chiya holds that Hedech is Chayev. I'm sorry. Did I say it wrong? I'm sorry. Rav Chiya says Hedech is Chayev. Because if Lo Yitzor Hedech would be Potter, then it would not be Kain Deraisa. In other words, Rav Chiya holds, you have to have the Shua be Kain Deraisa. And if Hedech would be Potter, so then it's not Kain Deraisa. So in order for Hedech to be Chayev, in order for it to be Kain Deraisa, you need Hedech to be Chayev, right? Now, my problem is the Maisa, this is not a din deraisa because of the Gemara says, Ki heched anan sadi lahai, anan sadi lahai. Right? So really, there's no chiyav shua deraisa. Nonetheless, it's called kain deraisa because you have to say it's called kain deraisa. So you see that you can have a problem that goes ahead and makes you potter from a shua. And yet it's still called Kain Deraisa. So what's Rav Chiya's raya? Maybe really Hedech is potter, not like Rav Chiya. So why is it Kain Deraisa? Because it's still Kain Deraisa. Just like it's Kain Deraisa, even though you have the Svara of Kehechad Higan Ansad in a high, Higan Ansad in a high, it's still called Kain Deraisa. So he can say it's still called Kain Deraisa, even though Halef is Potter.
That's not fair. That's not Kain.
What is a Kain? Kain what Deraisa?
I think it's more appropriate to address the first question. This is Kain Deraisa. Why is it Kain Deraisa? It's Kain Odes Adem. Because Odes Adem, there's Adem on one side and not the other. And here there are Adem on both sides. But it's Kain Deraisa. So even though it has no Shaykhs, but it's Kain. So why now, but it's not really Rav Chiya's din. So as long as it's Kain, it's good enough. So let's say it's not Rav Chiya's din, because Halef is Potter, but Kain, just like it's not Rav Chiya's din, because Kehechot Yigan Hatzad in Ahai, Yigan Hatzad in Ahai, and yet it's Kain. So why can't it be Kain? Because even though Halef is Potter, but
you can't look at that, because let's say it's
even if we accept that Halech is not so Kain Deraisa, I mean that the Anan Sayal High is not so Kain Deraisa, they're still very different. I know Halech, there's no moda mixas. There's no starting point over here. That's not Kain Deraisa. Masha Kain, Anan Sayal High, that's a kasha. I know you have something Machayev Shvuah. You just have something to Patr Shvuah. So then that's Kain Deraisa. But if you say Halech's Patr, there's nothing to talk about here.
Okay, I hear, but maybe that's not the end. Maybe it's a different answer.
I just think if you're going to go down this angle, you probably should address first the question: in what sense is this Kain Deraisa? I mean that they do ask. They ask the question: what is this? What's the Kain Deraisa? If in principle Anan Sayal High, how is that Kain Deraisa?
Okay. So that's really the right. That's where I would go. Yes. So we, in other words, you have to understand why are some things Kain Deraisa and some things aren't.
I'm saying
that you have to understand that Halech, if Halech would be Potter, it would be Kain Deraisa. But if you're Potter because the Echad can outside an eye and outside an eye, it is Kain Deraisa. What's the difference?
I thought Rebbe is explaining that before that we look at the second half if he would have, let's say, a migu, if you hold migu, Patr B'Shuah, right? So he has what he has. Now he'd have to swear there's a patur on that shua. So over here, there's be'etzim as chayvis, but this that we have on the other side, this anah. It's not shot. It's not like it's a pircha. It's just. I thought that was saying it. That it's a tour okay, in the shul. It's the ultimate tour.
So what if it's a tour? So that makes a difference.
Yeah, because we started out with a chiv. Once you have a chiv, so now I have a Kain Deraisa.
That's what Shamir was sort of saying, but I don't know. That's not necessarily a mukhlok svara. The Parshim shot is it's not Kain Deraisa because it has nothing to do with the Deraisa Chiyav. I don't care why you're potter me Deraisa. Tour like a Chiyav. It's not Kain Deraisa.
I just think not clear because the reason why we said it's not the Deraisa is this case is because Anan Sadi Lahai, Anan Sadi Lahai.
Yes.
But there's another problem because if Halech Potter, isn't our case more similar to a Halech case than a regular case? So if it's more similar to the Halech case, then it's Kain Deraisa, Halech is Potter, so it's Kain Potter.
But Kehecha then Atzadi Dahai and Atzadi is also Potter, and yet it's still Kain Deraisa.
So it's Tarti L'Riusa.
So what's the difference? Why can you have if you're gonna have one you can have and not two?
No, because if Halech is Chayiv, then you have two Chayiv Deraisas to compare it to. So it's Kain Deraisa either way. Here you have one that's not that's Chayiv and one that's Potter. What case is our case? Our case is more similar to Halech, and Halech is Potter. So I say it's Kain Deraisa.
Our case is more similar to Gechelecha and Anzadilai and Anzadilai, which is also Potter. And yet we have Kain Deraisa. So we see that you're allowed to have a Kain Deraisa, even if you're a Potter Mideraisa. Okay, I would say, I don't know, I'm not sure. I think it's a very good question. I would venture to suspect that the answer is that because it's not so partial, you could say that you could say, instead of saying high toughness, don't know. In other words, because we had a kasha. In other words, I was saying like this. We had a kasha in general. What was the Gemara's Havamina that Rav Chiya Kamaisa was really bringing a real raya? The Gemara's shlug up is so obvious, and yet there seemed to have been a Havamina that Rav Chiya was really, it wasn't just like the Gemara says, you know, it doesn't make any sense. The Gemara was working, and then all of a sudden it says, okay, we have this kasha. But it seems that till now, the Gemara thought Rav Chiya made sense. So what I would say structurally is that there is a way of making sense to the Rav Chiya on a deraisa level. The Gemara in Svara is saying that no, the Svara is gechadig on outside and high, on the outside and high, and it's not a deraisa level. It's a highly debatable thing. There's room for the Havamina. Havamina didn't hold up gechadig on outside and high, and he got outside and high. We have to figure out what that Havamina was. So since there's a Havamina that didn't hold it as far like he got outside in a high and he got outside in a high, and the Havamina thought that it's Rafia Deraisa, so then it's not so crazy that it's Kane Deraisa, because the people, Kane Deraisa, we're saying is to fool the people. So the people will think like that Havamina. There was a real Havamina that this is a case of Rafia Kamaisa. The Gemara is maskana and is not, because Geheicha Digan Atzad and Ayi Gan Atzad Ayi. But from the whole Gemara and Daf Gemo, thought otherwise. So it's Kehein Deraisa, because we'll fool all the people and we'll make all the people think like the Gemara is having on Gemo Manawa. But Heilach would be Potter, so then there's no room for mistakes.
Again, that doesn't help. That doesn't address Tosa's question on Rashi of why.
No, I'm not trying to address Tosa's question. I'm saying first it's a starting. You know, Rashi used to talk about a beachhead. It's my beachhead, right? Rashi used to talk about a beachhead. We got in World War II. You got to get the first step. So my first step is that this is not a problem because that would probably be, once you say such a beachhead, then it might help for Rashi too. But okay,
is Rebbe interested in the sense of switch that there is such a thing as in Hilchos Tanya V'Nitan only seeing that baldover? You know, you don't have to see the other guy right in front of us. You see him alone in a vacuum and say, "This is your den." Now the other guy walks in, he says this. The Gemara switching, he says, no, you have to see the whole thing, the Vas Lachas, you can't fool them like that.
Okay, I don't know if that's a Hezbollah. I'm just saying that, I'm just being more ambiguous. I'm saying the Gemara definitely had a Havamina. And whatever that Havamina was, so that's why it's room for Kein Deraisa. But by Hedef, there was never a Havamina. So there's no room for Kein Deraisa. What I'm trying to think that would answer Rashi is, since it comes out that the reason why it's Kein Deraisa is because of that Havamina, so it could be that that Havamina would be true even if Rav Chiya it could be that there will be room for Kein Deraisa even if Rav Chiya Gamais is not true. Someone would think that Rav Chiya Kamais is true. In other words, Kein Deraisa would be. In other words, let's say Rav Chiya Kamais. Let's say Rav Chiya Kamais is not true. But it's Kein Deraisa because the observer might think, if we've been misaki Rav Chiya Shua, so the observer will think that Rav Chiya Kamais is true. So there's no problem of Eiker Dam and Atayra. We'll fool people into thinking that Rav Chiya Kamais is true. doesn't have to bring a raya that Rav Chiya Kamais is true. We'll just make people will think that Rav Chiya Kamais is true. So therefore, there's no problem of Kei Deraisa. It's still a Kei Deraisa because people will think that Rav Chiya Kamais is true. Why can't you say the same thing by Heilach? Really, Heilach is Potter, but people will think that Heilach is Chayav. Therefore, what's Rav Chiya's Raya? Kei Deraisa, because people will make a mistake and think that Chelech is Chayev. But really, in reality, Chelech is Potter. Yeah, so I don't know the answer to that.
Did Rebbe say where's that illegal move? I'm sorry, Rebbe said where's that? How's that a legal move to say Kein Deraisa, even though it's not really a Deraisa?
That's what every Kein Deraisa means, even though it's not a real Deraisa.
It's Kein, no, because usually Deraisa is exactly that, and now we're doing that.
So I'm just saying that it could be just like that's Kein Deraisa, so it could be Kein Deraisa even if you own the Rav Chiya, because a person would somehow would be oblivious of so he'd be oblivious that we don't bask him like Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya had a Kava Chomer. So it's Kein Deraisa because people will think that Rav Chiya's Kava Chomer is correct. I is Kava Chomer is not correct. That's why it's Kein Deraisa. But then why can't you say the same thing by Heilach? People will think, when they make this Chiya Shua, they'll think that Heilach is Chayev. But really, in reality, Heilach is Batzer, maybe. So that Heilach is Chayev. Okay. Anyway,
that's a basic, about. A very basic question.
Very basic.
Why does Heilach not have exactly the same din as any other emergency mixes?
There's some kind of svara that since I'm doing Heilach, which is a machlokes Rashi, okay, I say what that is. It's like I know the.
Because I can pay back right away.
Paying it. Because I paid, it's like Rashi seems to say, because I never took the money, so I never really borrowed it. It's like, it's the exact same coin.
Rashi seems to say.
It's not a mitzvah to mix it. We have the loan, that part of the loan.
So there's definitely no
ishtemut. Okay, but I'm admitting
no ishtemut, then how could there be a shvua?
I don't need the ishtemut on the part that you're being kaifer. We're discussing the part that you're being made.
Okay.
The part that you're being made, you're doing heilach. Obviously, there's no ishtemut on the part that you're being made. The ishtemut is only on the part that you're being kaifer.
But isn't the shvua really dependent on ishtemut?
And it's a move on the part that you're being guided for. That's not
that doesn't change because you have a bazan.
Yeah, but you need a mitzvah to see b'samach. And the only way you get a chiyuv, even with a shamute, kaifer akol also has a shamute.
It's like a kaifer akol.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah, she
I had a follow-up question. Okay, how is our Mishnah more like Heilach than it is like regular Maidan Mixes?
Because Rashi says that when it centers on Ansadi, the Maitav is Haidi Day, so he has it already. So like I'm just giving it already. It's already in his hands. Okay, we have to go. We have to also look at Rabbi Nassim Meltzer's Ritva, and I have to think about what we were talking about, why is Kein Deraisa and the problem of and it's not called Kein Deraisa, it's where Heilach would be Potter. Okay, and we have to answer the Kasha and Rashi. Okay, good night. Okay, good night.